ground, but more challenging on an elevated space. But no doubt you'll find a way there, Tom. So are you going to keep all your HF equipment, or are you going to be selective as to what you're going to retain? Over.
This is Victor Echo 3 Yankee Papa Delta. There is a net starting in approximately 1 minute, so I didn't mean to interrupt here, but that's what's going on.
I don't think I'd be able to have much of an amplifier. I'm afraid about the noise that I might cause on people's stereos, televisions, and stuff if I went up too high. So, anyway, that's about it. I'm doing well, and I'm more or less settled in, Peter. VE5, PFL, VA5, Tango Mike.
E3YIPD comment. E3YPD with a comment here. All right, not hearing anything here, so they must have cleared out. Here we go with the Triode Thursday Net. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to the Triode Thursday Net. I am B2YPD. My name is Pete, and I will be your host for this evening's net. The net is sponsored by the Prescott Russell Amateur Radio Club, located in Eastern Ontario. It uses the VE3PRV and the VA3PRA repeaters as primary hosting, as it is connected to the Canada Hub and All-Star Net. This net is held every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All are welcome to check in. Let me recycle. We utilize NetLogger to log all the contacts. If you wish to see who is logged in, please look for the PRARC Trios the Net in NetLogger. I'd like to thank Joe, VE3MPI, for doing all the logging tonight. It really helps to keep track of everyone. All stations that would like to check into the Trios the Net, please come now with your name, call sign, and location.
Victor Echo 3, Oscar Tango Whiskey, Jonathan, Ottawa.
We got OTW. Thanks for chiming in there, Jonathan. Anybody else, please come now with your name, call sign, and location.
Victor Echo 3, Tango Kilo Golf. Victor Echo 3, Tango Kilo Golf, Murray, Bourget.
All right, we got a TKG. Murray, welcome. Anybody? No name, call sign, and location.
Kilo Charlie 5, Romeo Juliet Lima, Lewis, Houston.
Casey Fire Joe, Lewis, welcome. Anybody else? Please come now. Name, call, and name. Name, call sign, and location.
Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa. Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
V1EP, email. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else, please come now.
Victor Alpha 3, Papa Alpha Juliet, Colin, Alexandria, Ontario.
VE3PAJ, welcome. from Alexandria. Anybody else? Please come down with your name, call sign, and location. All right, well, hearing nothing else, let's go with round one. And as we all know, round one is about what's happening in the world, what's new and exciting and all that good stuff. Round two will be the question of the evening. And round three is last thoughts and comments. So let's go with first round. Let's start from the top. V3NPI, Jill, what's happening in your world, my friend?
Very good, Pete. VE3YPD in the group from V3NPI. Well, I'm still kind of recuperating from my last weekend bit of excitement. Ended up at Hawkesbury Hospital there Sunday night. Spent many hours there, and they still couldn't figure out what was wrong, but anyway, I'm getting back, and it's getting better and better every day, so about that, just playing around with, AI, see what I can do with it, and stuff like that, so that's about it. Back to you, Pete, V3YPD in the group on V3NPI.
V3NPI, V3YPD, net control returning. Just FYI, your volume is a little bit low. My ears are struggling to hear you, but I did get the gist of that. AI, yeah, it can be a lot of fun. It's kind of scary at times, to be honest, but have fun with that, and I'm sure you will. All right, let's move on to V3OTW. Jonathan, been a while. Mike is yours, my friend. What's going on in your world?
Very good. Well, good evening, all, and yeah, good to be on board. And yeah, just watching the cooling weather. It's 2 degrees in Ottawa right now, so it's sort of cooled down a little bit, and I guess getting ready for the winter like everybody else. Haven't done too much HF, though I do hear there's a there's supposed to be some geomagnetic activity, which might make HF unfavorable for the next few days. So I guess we'll have to pass by that, but. Besides that, keep you busy on VHF, UHF as per usual, and just having a good time in radio, which is that's the key, that's the important part. This will be my one and only, so I'll bid 7-3 to everyone. I hope everybody has a good evening and have a good night, and great to be on again. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Tango Whiskey, back to that, 7-3.
V3OTW, V3YPD net control returning. Very good, Jonathan. Thanks for dropping in. It's always nice to have you on the net. And, old man Winter is about to come up with his old tricks. And it's hopefully not coming as quick as it thinks that it wants to come in. But you never know, right? So, HF has been abysmal today. I did power it on, not much going on, so then I noticed sunspots, but CME coming in, so I turned that off, and that was the end of that venture. Again, thanks for checking in, OTW, and please feel free to drop by every Thursday night. All right, let's move on to KC, 5RDL. Mike is yours. What's going on in your world?
Yeah, good evening, Pete, Jill, the rest of the crew. It's Lewis, KC5RJL. Well, much of the same. Working on, I consider my retirement jobs now, just managing our retirement portfolios during the day. Oh, I spend maybe about 2 hours on it, just kind of balancing and rebalancing the contents of the portfolio to match the market conditions. And I've been working with ChatGPT rather intensively. Let me pause. And really it kind of started out a couple of months ago by pure accident. I was just kind of toying around with it, and I had had to go to the emergency room back on June 12th, I think it was. Yeah, June 12th, because my blood pressure went up really high. I've had high blood pressure, like, almost all my life. But it got really high, and just nothing I did would bring it down. So they did some CT scans, some other stuff. So anyway, I fed all this data into GPT and basically said I was on too many medications, and actually crafted a medication schedule, and I cut my medications by about half. Told me to take certain ones at certain times, and by gosh, ever since then, my blood pressure stabilized. And so I told my physician about it, my primary care physician. He was very impressed, wanted to learn more about it. So I've been learning about the architecture of large language models, and I'm working on a project called VAIL, V-A-I-L, Victor Alpha India Lima, called Variable Artificial Intelligence Language. And it's kind of a shorthand I'm developing so that you get the least amount or minimizes what they call hallucinations and associative drift. It's, you know, this is like lingo, some of it I don't even understand, but I've probably generated probably about 300 pages of information I've got to go through to sort all this out. So it's going to be a project. I don't know if I'll be able to monetize it, but something I enjoy doing, and I can use it in managing my own health care, so that's a big positive. KC5RJL, back to Ned.
Yeah, KC5RJL, E3YIPD returning. Very good, yeah. Like I said, that AI is pretty amazing stuff. Played a little bit with it myself, and it still comes down to, you know, the questions that you ask. I think they have to be kind of specific on what you're looking for, and it will definitely come back with the answers. Whether they're good answers or not, that I do not know, but it's definitely fun to play with. There's no about that. All right, thanks for that, Lewis. Let's move on to V1EP. Emil, what's happening in Nova Scotia? I guess you guys got lots of rain and lots of wind there the past couple of days. Mike is yours.
Yeah, very good. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Randy, VE5RJM, and the Saskatchewan Repeater Group for allowing us to connect to their node tonight during this test of the Friday, Thursday net. So hopefully a couple of those guys will check in. Weather-wise, 2 degrees all day, rainy and windy, and well, at least it's not the white stuff. So here in Saskatchewan, they got the white stuff coming down. What's new? I discovered that sunhub.org finally decided to beacon after 2 months of not replying to my Pico balloon, and it's actually over the Panama Canal there now. So it's at the equator. I'm not sure whether it's going to go west or east from here. I'd like it to see it go over Australia, actually, to tell you the truth. So back to net control. Oh, by the way, it's 112 days in flight. Back to net control, 1 Echo Papa Portable.
VE1EP, VE3YPD net control returning. Very good, yeah. I think there's a couple VE5s or VA5s on earlier. I guess I had to cut them off there because they were coming down to the crunch of 7 o'clock there. So hopefully they will join in to the net and see some words.